Yes, thank you.
Thank you, John.
Item 8.
Item number 8, paper E. Paper E. Update from Senior Harbour Master. Designated person to note the update from the Senior Harbour Master. Excuse me.
So this is from August up to the end of October. As has been mentioned before, we are, Wayne is still on sick, and he still is now. Two harbour labourers have moved up and they've been helping more than just get labouring on. Most other things have sort of been moving along. We have managed to get rid of a lot of the abandoned boats. It was 20 off this time around. The skips are arriving today, so we should be getting rid of the last of them, but we did manage to accept tenders for about half of them, so that sector's a fair bit and actually had the market scrambling. The events during the summer seem to have run very well, including the oil gas that was involved. The food market had restarted, but has stopped now due to the weather. Classic car show, I think if you want to extend the harbour, they'd be grateful because there was cars everywhere, but very well attended. The winter lift has been sort of undertaken on Saturday the 10th of November, but numbers are dwindling on that, but everybody that is lifted is very happy. The Sawtooth building, with new tenants, is moving great guns going forwards, but very neatly done, and all of the stuff that we've been emptying the building off. It's been nicely maintained and sort of pleasant spread around. Other than that, it's sort of all sort of moving away quite nicely.
Does any show?
Thank you, Mr. Keith, again, for putting that on. I think we should very much thank the Harbour Master, our Senior Harbour Master, for such a comprehensive report of what has actually been happening during this 3 months.
Anybody else have? John?
I agree with George Shirley, just you can see so much progress.
Yeah. Can I ask, you had one of your stevedores, your labourers, off ill with a shoulder, I think. Is he better now? And is he back at work? Fully recovered?
He wasn't off ill, he just had notes due to something not quite correct in his shoulder that we had to be aware of the horse big news, so it was more sort of like duties, which just being careful wasn't the activities he actually used his arm for.
One other question, John. Down at the Folly, Green King, the work is suspended there. Are they going ahead in April? Is it on? Or have they given up on that?
It wasn't possible to implement a lease in time for Green King's work to commence. There are complications around the harbour provision order and the fact that they granted a 3-year lease. That wasn't acceptable to Green King at the time. So they suspended their contractors from starting on site. Their next window of opportunity, according to their remote licence, is April. A draft licence has been issued by the council's legal team and takes on board, as far as possible, their concerns, although it initially is for a 3-year term. But there was a clause which said that in the event the harbour provision order is approved by the MMO, we had into negotiations to grant an extended lease. We anticipate that from negotiations that have taken place between the two legal teams, we will sign that lease and the work will take place in April.
Thank you, Sean.
That's good. Yes, good. So, I have to be careful here because we're talking without the
assume that might be because of age rather than permanent disability. And I wonder either, firstly, about giving appropriate support, or secondly, if we think there's an opportunity within one half term, and usually when one person goes and another one starts, that gives the opportunity for change and improvement. I assume, or maybe you won't want to answer this in open committee, that officers are looking at the options and the possibilities surrounding that change.
Who's been our master for a number of years, he will tell me down to the exact hour how many years he's been there. Unfortunately, he had a heart attack in May last year. He's had some complications since then, and has been signed off long term, and I think his next sick note runs for the next 3 or 4 weeks. And I've been meeting with him every 2 or 3 weeks to make sure he's okay, and I've kept in regular contact with him. He has been calling into the harbour on a number of occasions. We're currently going through the HR process with him to ascertain whether he is going to be fit to return to work. That's probably all right. He's been particularly helpful on a couple of other things that we've asked him while he's been off as well. So there's no sort of issues with regards to the relationship.
Any other questions, comments on that?
No.